How's it going? My name is Steve. I'm an AR mobile developer and a content creator. I have a whole bunch of comics, trying to get into medical school, former football player, and I am really sort of pushing the envelope with a lot of podcasts and YouTube videos, especially in the AR space right now. Because for me, with everything that's been going on, I've really started to reckon with the reality of sort of what it's like to be black in America. And with all the civil unrest, and all the health disparities and all those different things, it's really put me at a opportunity to sort of explore what I can do outside of just going out and protesting, because the coronavirus is very real. Health education is very real. And when things fall through the cracks in that, you see spikes in cases. And so as much as I, ride for my people and everything, the big thing that we need to focus on is being responsible when we try to exercise our rights, because a lot of this stuff does have risk. And so that brings me to the crux of what I want to talk about is how you can use art for activism. How you can use art to make a statement without actually being in those specific places. How can you use art to create experiences and express yourself in meaningful ways? And for the most part, like for the black community, art has always been the conduit for expression. That's point blank. We see that through we've seen that through slavery with music and dancing and all that. Art is an umbrella term for activities used to create visual, auditory, or performative artifacts. And that expression from the creators is imaginative, it's full of ideas, and it requires a lot of technical skills. And quite often those works of arts are admired for just the impact that they have on the communities. It's not a matter of what is art, it is a matter of what is your art? Because art is just a way of expressing yourself through music, drawing, writing, dancing, etc. And that stuff is already being done. Seeing the term "I can't breathe" on face masks and shirts, songs about movements like FDT by YG and Nipsey Hussle, and videos of protests that get shared on Facebook and Twitter around the world. When we look at activism, it is the effort to promote, impede, direct, or intervene in social, political, or economic, and even environmental reforms. Activism is the act of doing something to spark change. Examples are boycotts, running a political campaign, and marching in the streets. It's really what you do that defines activism. Not necessarily how you do it or why you do it, but it's the what. It's the doing that is the activism. So when we're trying to look at using augmented reality, we're really trying to channel the energy and creativity we have into a medium that is more immersive and more interactive. Instead of looking at art on a sign, we interact with art in augmented reality. The same can be said about how we consume music. With the art and activism course that I have, we'll be using art being created and adding an extra element of interactivity to make it a lasting statement. That includes developing an app that people around the world can download onto their phones, creating an experience where the people can interact with digital art in the real world, and empowering users to use the art to express themselves and make statements that are shared around the world. In the age of social distancing and social media, movements are sparked by videos and pictures shared on social media platforms. It is now the time to incorporate technology to enhance the impact of that content. Because by enhancing the impact of that content, you make people more galvanized, you compel people to engage with it on a deeper level. And by engaging with it, it really allows them to contextualize how they see the world and what they can do to improve the world for better. And so with that, I really urge you to continue watching the video series. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on the podcast, definitely take the opportunity to explore a lot of the stuff that I'm doing as a creator. Maybe it will give you an opportunity to check things out from a different perspective, because you don't have to know how to code to be in the AR space. In fact, you can learn how to code while you're in the AR space. It's real about how you create things and what you're trying to do to impact people's lives with your creations. That's all it's down to. And so with that, you know, follow the YouTube channel, follow that good stuff, continue with the video series, check out Doodle Life, check out Stuck on an Island, check out the Stucky podcast, check out all the stuff that I have with Illtopia, and I'll catch you on the flip side.